I had a friend of mine who's gay text me yesterday, and he said, guess what? This is how I feel about it. These words don't bother me anymore because the people that are avoiding using these words will put on a brave face and they won't use the words, but they're the people that don't want us to be able to marry each other, and they're the people that don't want us to be able to adopt, and they're the people that don't want us to have equal rights, and it's a bigger problem in the States. We know that. That's been established. The bathroom laws, transgender issues, all that stuff. We've all come a great leap forward on that stuff, but it's still not where it wants to be. And he said, so I don't care about a little word that's, I'm like, I'm past the words. I want actions. And I think there will be enough people with Kevin Pillar here, Elliot, and this worries me a little bit, that just nothing will be enough now. And they will define him by it. And that's unfortunate, but I'm not going to be able, you and I, me and Hugh, and none of us are going to be able to talk those people out of it. Some people want to be outraged. And this wasn't, I was disappointed, but not outraged by him even using the word. I was like, can't we be a little better? And I hope that's the plan for Kevin moving forward, period.
What say you? 416-870-0590, star 590. Brock in Sudbury, good morning.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Brock.
Hugh, how are you, buddy?
Hey, Brock, how you doing?
I'm well. I thought I'd call in. And,
yeah, I was wondering about getting your take.
He was nodding off during this. My soliloquy there, yes. Brock, so I'm glad you alerted him back to life again.
Brock, just give everybody a little bit of your background and why an issue like this hits so close to home for you, just quickly.
So I played in the OHL and minor pro hockey in the States and in Europe and university hockey in Montreal. And I came out in November, and I, as far as I know, I'm the first openly gay professional or semi-professional hockey player. So I understand this issue. I've dealt with this probably my whole life, you know, struggling with, you know, hearing that language. Personally, I have a hard time, like, blaming Kevin Pillar right now. I don't want to condemn him. I think it's a systemic problem within sports culture that needs to change more so than one individual. I don't buy the heat of the moment thing, because in the heat of the moment, we say words that we hear or use privately, right? So what's going on in the locker rooms, what's going on, and that starts at the age of 6 or 7 through sports, particularly male team sports, that's what needs to change. What's that, sir?
No, I was going to ask you, because, yeah, you're laying that out there. Someone said to me yesterday, hey, you ever swear when your kids are in the car? And I'm like, of course, but I have about 7 or 8 go-to words. That's not one of them. That's not one of them when somebody cuts me off in traffic. So you don't just pick that out of nowhere. I cringed a little bit, Brock, when he said, that's not in my vocabulary. I'm like, well, it isn't the first time you said it. And it's not the first time you've said it recently, but you've said it in more private circumstances. I want to ask you if you feel, because we talked about the culture yesterday on our show, and a lot of people responded to it. So if you've played in the OHL and you've played university hockey, I worry that we have to have initiatives like You Can Play, and we have to have some encouragement, but I worry we're not cracking the bricks like we can, because it's hard to. Would you concur with that? Like, are you skeptical we'll see openly gay NHL players? I unfortunately am.
I am too. I mean, I've been doing work in schools and public speaking at different events and over the last 6 months, and in that time I've had one hockey player, and it was a minor hockey player, come out to me.
How old was that player?
15 or 16. And it is struggling, and is struggling with what they hear in locker rooms and everything else. But, you know, if you look at percentages of the population who are apparently gay, and the studies have always said approximately 10%. And you look at athletes, well, there's how many NHL players, there's how many Major League Baseball players, football, you name it. And there's a reason why they fear coming out. It's a hyper-masculine, these sports are extremely hyper-masculine. You know, it's that environment leads to the fear, led to the fear for me.
So
I hid who I was.
Right. So I wanted to ask you, I mean, obviously it's not something that you want to see, that you want to hear, and yet it stimulates the conversation, right? So it gets completely talked about. So is this actually a help?
Oh, for sure. I think, I think myself personally, I'm desensitized to the word. And you said, you know, a friend, it doesn't bother him mm-hmm. or her.
Mm-hmm. It's a him,
And I think we've gone to a point that as a community that word is, you know, we are desensitized to it. So if anything, this is drawing awareness. And I think what I would like to see personally from a Kevin Pillar now is, how are you going to change sports culture? How are you, what are you going to do? If you throw money at an organization and say you're sorry on TV, is that really enough anymore? You know, there's an opportunity here for the MLB, for Kevin Pillar, for the Toronto Blue Jays to create some real change at a grassroots level.
Yes, but you're right. But you know what I think we don't want before we let you go is I don't want, and I'm sure you don't either, a phony gesture. People are like, they always said to Rob Ford, right, the late mayor of Toronto, hey, march in the Pride Parade. Well, I don't think he's accepting of gay people, so I don't want him doing something that's phony to him. I think he's a bigot. I think he's got his issues, so I don't want him there. Why would anyone want him doing an empty, phony gesture, right? You don't want that.
And I think that's what throwing money at the situation does.
Sure.
I mean, you're a multi-million dollar professional athlete. What is 40 grand, right? I think that would be the true gesture, is, you know, working, doing something with Pride, doing something with an LGBTQ youth organization. Do more with You Can Play. Talk to minor, baseball players that are like 10-year-olds. Talk to them about using the importance of the language they use, because he said that in his press conference, how important language actually is, and he's recognizing that.
Talking with Brock, who's openly gay, professional hockey player, and I wonder, I mean, like, you've known that you're gay for a long time, and I wonder about, and you've played with many different teams. Now, you must have had teammates that were also gay, and I wonder if you look at somebody, if you'd ever had a conversation with another gay player, and you kind of almost got there into the conversation. Like, it must be crazy.
Yeah. There were times where I was like, where I almost got there and told teammates, and then, you know, there's times where you're like, well, maybe this is, you know, maybe they are struggling the same way I'm struggling. However, it never came up. There's too much fear. There's too much worry of, you know, being blackballed from male team sport.
Yeah. Thanks so much for your time. That's Brock McGillis, of course, who played for the Sioux Greyhounds and the Windsor Spitfires.